My name's Colin Jacox. I worked at Massey Ferguson for 27 years, mainly on the gearbox section. Had a great time there, really. Everybody seemed to enjoy working there. It was a good company to work for. One of the foremen there, he got a foreign body in his eye and they put a patch on his eye. But in the meantime, one of the lads had made a cardboard parrot. And he went up to him and he stuck this parrot on his shoulder and he walked around with this parrot on. Nobody, he didn't know himself. Everybody else were killing themselves laughing, which was absolutely hilarious. I mean, half the workforce had stopped working, watching him walk through. It was good fun. It was people were doing their job, but it was enjoyable as well. There's a lot of characters, a lot of funny people there. When I started there in 1976, I'd only been there a few weeks and there was a strike. And it lasted for 13 weeks, and I thought, God, what have I let myself in for, you know? In hindsight, I think that strike was a bit of a godsend because we never had such long disputes after that. I think people realised they can't afford to be out of work for that long, you know, with families and mortgages. And it just dragged on and dragged on and dragged on. And first thing in the morning, we were sitting there picketing the gates, and when it was cold, icy. Really, at the end of the day, we went back virtually without gaining a great deal. It was felt like a lifetime. I was sitting at the desk doing a bit of paperwork and my cell leader come up from behind me with a pile of papers in his arm and he said, that's it, the place is closing. And I thought, well, you know, what's he on about like? So he went off to the next person. I started to read this thing, and it was a statement from the company saying that the plant was closing.
More than 1,000 people are losing their jobs at Massey Ferguson after its American owners decided to transfer production overseas.
Not surprisingly, because, I mean, there'd been a lot of rumours over quite a few years. I started in 1976, and within a few weeks, people were saying to me, this place will only last 2 years. So, I mean, I had 27 years, so it was a lot of 2 years that went by there. I think then it really hit you that, well, it really is closing now. Yeah. This was a genuine statement of intent. It was a fairly old workforce to a small degree, you know. It wasn't as if there was talk of manning the gates and blockading the plant and place, things like that, because I think there was a lot of people that was thought, well, this time of my life, I'm going to get a nice payout. It's a bit of a bonus, although obviously a lot of the younger people who've got mortgages and things like that just took it as it, you know, on the chin like.
Do you mind me asking how old you were when the announcement was made?
I was 49. It didn't really sink in to start with. It was a bit of a shock.
After 56 years and more than 3 million tractors, the last Massey Ferguson rolled off the production line at the Banner Lane factory in Coventry today.
It was a little bit surreal, really. People just standing around, looking at one another and looking at the reaction of the fellow workforce and that. And it was quite an emotional time when the last tractor come off. The main track where the tractor came down, right beyond it for as far as you could see, was just empty shells where the chassis would have been. I think that has sunk into them that this really is it. It didn't take long for them to rip the place apart, and it was quite strange, really, and quite eerie. I actually went to look at two or three jobs. I think one was skylights. But at the time, I think there was a little, like a few whisperings of agri-transmissions. That was in the back of my mind. I thought, well, I don't want to jeopardise that. The last few years at Banner Lane, I was cell technician, and when that closed down, we moved to agri-transmissions. I've become a company director, so seemed to be going in the right direction.